Reflecting the impact of the pandemic on family finances, there was a surge in complaints last year to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the government agency set up to protect people from unfair, deceptive, or abusive practices by financial companies. A report from MassPerc said complaints rose by more than 50% in 2020. More than half the total complaints were about the credit reporting industry. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Deirdre Cummings, Consumer Program Director with MassPerc.
The numbers are frankly shocking. Unfortunately, they're not surprising. 450,000 complaints into the database, which is the highest that we have ever had. In each month of the last year during the pandemic, each month beat the previous year's the complaints during that same time period. So the complaints have really skyrocketed. And I think it's unfortunate, and it's a reflection really of the challenges consumers are having during the pandemic, the financial challenges, but it's also a reflection of the lack of care and oversight by the previous administration on how they operated the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
You looked at complaints that came specifically from Massachusetts. What were the top complaints that Bay State residents made in 2020 to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau?
4 out of the 10 top complaints by Massachusetts consumers were about credit reporting. The number one complaint was when a consumer had a problem with the credit bureau with their investigation into an existing problem. Okay, so that means you call the credit bureau, you say, you know, this item, I did pay on time, or I never had that loan, or that was never due. They're supposed to investigate those problems and address them. So most of the complaints in Massachusetts from Massachusetts consumers were in that particular area. The second kind of problem consumers were having was with incorrect information on your credit report. So, you know, you would have, if your name is, you know, John Smith, there may be a lot of John Smiths and there could be misinformation on your credit report, either merged files or just inaccurate information.
And it's important to correct this information. Why?
Well, that's a good question. So information on your credit report gives you a credit score. And the credit score can affect whether or not you can get a loan, how much you will pay for that loan, whether or not you can get an apartment, and or in some cases a job. So a poor credit score could significantly affect your financial health.
If a consumer, if someone isn't getting satisfaction by complaining to the credit reporting agencies about these mistakes, what can the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau do about it?
Well, historically, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they do a couple of things. They really will reach out to that credit bureau directly and say, we have this complaint. You need to give us the answer within 30 days of what you did about it. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau can issue a fine on not just credit bureaus, but any financial institution that is harming consumers if they found that they've done something wrong. And the Consumer Financial Credit Bureau can propose new regs. So in the last administration, unfortunately, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau didn't do much of that. And so what we're now seeing is the 4 years of inaction by the Bureau. We are hoping now under the new administration that they will quickly take this up and they will quickly go after these credit bureaus. So the big three credit bureaus, you know, are Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, right? And somebody asked me the other day, well, you know, how can the credit bureaus be so awful, right? So, you know, you would think they would have a better product, you know, and I have to remind people that the consumer, we're not their client, right? So they don't have to be beholden to us. So, or they don't care about the product because we're not purchasing that product. They're not selling it to us, so to speak. What they care about is the businesses. And so we've never asked them to gather our information, yet they're doing that. and then they are selling it. And very often that information is wrong and incorrect that can harm us. We need to change that dynamic, right? This is the exact reason why we need a cop on the beat at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to really protect us, because poor information on your credit report can affect you down the line, and it can affect you immediately and cost you a lot of money. Now, it's not surprising, you know, the other challenge that we had here is during the pandemic, a lot of consumers, a lot of the members of the public were laid off. Some of the loans, rightly so, were put in forbearance, or the state has said you won't be dinged if you don't pay your rent, right? So these were legal protections consumers had during the COVID crisis. Yet what we're seeing is that some of that information that you were, as a consumer, rightly able to do is showing up negatively on your credit report. So, you know, here we have consumers that are suffering during the pandemic, and now they're suffering again because these credit bureaus are failing to properly include the correct information on your credit report.
So does there need to be a change in the law regarding how credit bureaus work, or is this a matter of tightening the regulations with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that you said had been altered under the Trump administration?
There is a new chairman of the credit bureau pending. His name is Rohit Chopra, who is just fantastic. Under the previous administration, the CFPB did take a number of actions with significant in protecting consumers. But in the end, yes, I do think we should get to a situation where the credit bureaus are liable then for the misinformation or the poor information or the wrong information that they have on your credit report that can cost you a job or an apartment or a significant amount of money in interest rates on a loan. So we need to get back to a more equal playing field here to protect consumers and to protect their financial health.